Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about the work of investing the beef checkoff dollar. Back on that in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer for Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Collection of the dollar head beef checkoff has been happening since the late 1980s. Half of that dollar stays in the states where it is collected. The other half is sent on to the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board. And that particular half of the dollar is invested or spent by the Beef Promotion Operating Committee. The Beef Promotion Operating Committee has 20 members, cattle producers from all across the country. Three currently are from Texas, three from Nebraska, two from Kansas, two from Oklahoma. One of those Oklahoma members of the Beef Operating Committee is Clay Bertram from the Stillwater area. Clay is in his second year on the Beef Promotion Operating Committee, and he says that every year they spend a lot of time looking at a lot of ideas of how to best spend the beef checkoff monies.
We just met this September. We spent a full day listening to proposals that had gone through the committee process at the summer convention, being scored and looked at by producers that serve on those committees.
And Clay Bertram says that a significant part of the beef checkoff monies that are allocated by the Beef Promotion Operating Committee go to interaction with today's consumer.
Our audience has changed. We're more in a millennial generation in the social media age. You know, people aren't planning meals for a week now. They're planning a meal at 4:30 in the afternoon. So we have to be in that social media environment, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and those areas right now. So we've really upped the campaign to a digital media platform.
And that really has gone over the last couple of years, so you've actually been able to see some results from the campaign thus far.
Yeah, that change happened last year, and it's really a big focus change for the Beef Promotion Operating Committee than what we had seen in the past.
Tell me a little bit about this year's process as far as you indicated that you didn't have quite as many cuts. You know, what were some general areas of you know, spending that as we go forward as of October 1?
You know, with the total committee, we spent about $42 million, and that's up a little bit from last year, about $3 million from last year's meeting. There was about $8 million spent in research. There was $10 million spent in the foreign markets and in various other consumer information and other areas. You know, the contractors that we work with, the American Farm Bureau Foundation, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, National Livestock Producers Association, and the United States Meat Export Federation all do a very good job in bringing their work to us.
And Bertram says the money invested with the Meat Export Federation especially gets a lot of bang for the buck. For every dollar invested, research shows a $43 return comes back to the cattle industry. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, neighbors, it's one of those annual production sales that you don't want to miss. We're talking about Black Jack and Guest annual female production sale coming Saturday, October 17th, 12:30 p.m. at Black Jack Farms in Seminole, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 70 Angus and Sim Angus lots. For details, contact Keith Grissom at 405-382-7678. The sale catalog will be online at www.mcsauction.com. Black Jack and Guest female production sale, October 17th. That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.